Cheer Bomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders. And now, here are your hosts, Marcus and Marisol.
Hello, Marcus. Sorry.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You had a busy, busy weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Did you move?
I did.
Where'd you... Oh, I guess you don't want to say on a podcast where you moved to, but you were downtown. You're not...
Yeah. Are
you?
No. I used to live in downtown Wilmington. Now I live in, like, Midtown, I guess. Okay. I did love living downtown. It's a very... Where we were, it was like a very like urban feel. It was very like city like, mm-hmm. and I really dug that about it. It was so far away from everything, but now
you're centrally located,
and we're Chick-fil-A's right down the street. Starbucks is right up there. Target is down the street. Walmart is across the street. Like, I am good.
You're happy.
Wendy's is around the corner. I'm good.
Good for you.
So, no, yeah, and we're so excited. Moved into our little loft apartment. It's a first little starter home for us.
Oh, yay. Congratulations.
Yeah, because before we were living together, me and McColdy, we were living together, but we were rooming with, like, my brother and his girlfriend and their son, so... It was a lot. It was a lot going on. And then...
But now it's just the two?
Now it's just me and him.
That's so much fun.
I know. Yeah. We're so...
Well, congratulations.
We're so excited.
Did you, like, bless your new home? Did you watch that tidying up?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Bless your home. Go get... you don't have to get sage. That's what I would do. You don't have to go get sage, but go just, you know... It's a new living space for yourself,
mm-hmm.
You know, like when, don't you ever do that? Like when you clean, or maybe it's a Latin thing.
I don't.
Like you just clear out all, you know, any negative, you know, just starting fresh. I don't know. I do.
No, but that's a good.
Just invite good vibes and good blessings. What I mean, you could use whatever word. I don't want to sound, you know, crazy, but it's just a way to set the intention for your time in this new home.
I love that. That's a good idea.
So. I would love to say that it's original, but it's not. So a couple changes. Mm-hmm. I don't know even if you know this, but we switched platforms. We're still on SoundCloud. People can still listen to us on SoundCloud, but I'm not publishing on SoundCloud. I'm publishing on Anchor.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew this. We were getting some ads run on Apple, mm-hmm. On iTunes.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was just a better fit, but we switched it to Anchor. We got to enough downloads that it made sense to switch it. And, you know, if you're interested in sponsorship, you can find us on Anchor. But you can also find us on SoundCloud. You can still find us on Apple iTunes, and you can still find us on Stitcher.
So will new episodes still be uploaded on SoundCloud?
Yes. Yes. For us, it really affects us in... You know, the wonderful stats we get, you know, how we'd get all the international stats and all that. We're not getting that anymore.
No.
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, we get the stats of how many downloads, but we're not.
It doesn't show like.
Not as pretty as.
Geographically.
Not as pretty as it was before. But we
That's. If you guys haven't noticed, Marisol does a lot of the background. So I feel like we've said that a couple times. I'm not sure if you know this, but. Marisol does a lot of the background. I am just the voice.
You're a great voice. You're a great voice.
But thank you, Marisol.
Thank you. So we got that going on. And, you know, we have the intern.
Yes, Ms. Kennedy.
The intern. She's been fabulous. And I invited her on to let's talk a little cheer sport and what's going on in the social media cheerleading world.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Shall we cut to that?
Yes. Yeah.
Welcome, Kennedy, the intern. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So first of all, I have to say thank you for your wonderful spot-on social media assistance. You make me happy as well as make me feel very old. So it's a little conflicted. But we wanted to have you on, and we wanted to kind of get... Because you're kind of like our target market. You're in competitive cheerleading. You are fans of some of the bigger gyms or mm-hmm. programs out there. You have a huge social media, I don't know what to call it, account.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get your perspective on like what's going on in the world of cheer and social media and so on. Because I have like the old lady perspective and I just look at the cheer bomb, you know, Instagram. Really?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that I'm probably not up to speed on everything. So let's start with the awful news first and then kind of streamline down. But we did, mm-hmm. we had another, this is like the second one this season.
Yeah.
Cheerleader pass away. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I was at the competition that her team was at.
Oh.
And yeah, and my coach coached her, and like a bunch of people that are on my team were like friends with her.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
And so all I know is like that she like was at competition, and like what I got was like she like passed out in the hallway or something, and like she was like kind of responsive and kind of not, and they got like EMS and like paramedics, and by the time she got to the hospital, I know she went into like cardiac arrest in the ambulance.
And we don't have any further details on what, and her name and her team name.
Her name was Lillianne. She went by like Lily. She cheered at Premier Athletics, and I think she was on Rogue, but I could be wrong.
Well, our condolences to everyone who knew her. That's shocking. It's horrible. Again, it feels like it's been back to back weekends that I feel like a cheerleader has passed away. So, you know, being part of the community, our condolences to them. This was, where was the competition?
It was in Columbus, Ohio.
How'd you guys do?
Both of my teams got first. Oh, so
congratulations. I still have not seen your full routine. But you're the ones that have the Wicked theme, right?
Yeah, we have the Wicked theme.
I need to see that in person. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, we actually like hand out like production tickets. So like it has like the hall we're in and like the time, and like we meet 30 minutes earlier so we can like hand them out to everyone at the comp.
I would love to see that. So congratulations on the first win. So I'm going to throw out theories that I have on social media and or cheerleading in general, and then you test my age.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm noticing a switch style-wise in cheerleading and in the hair. But I have a theory. Not only do I see like more scrunchies or mm-hmm. hair pieces that are not bows, but I also feel like I see more head action in those. And maybe I'm projecting that, but like, I feel like their head action's going crazy.
Yeah.
So is that's my theory. Tell me, Kennedy the intern, am I crazy?
I mean, not really. I mean, a lot of people have been like changing up the hair. Like I know cheer athletics, like no cheer athletics team has any bows.
I know. I think I want to say one of the cheer extreme, or maybe two of the, I thought I saw senior elite without it. I'm not sure about cheer sport, but at least.
Yeah, I think senior elite's been wearing scrunchies, like white scrunchies.
Yeah. And I feel like this was the most exciting news for me personally, was when Kennedy Thames, epic return to cheer sport.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's our guest this week. We're going to push some people to get her story. So that'll be exciting. And if not, we'll edit this little line.
And I know that Bethany is coming back and she's going to be on Lady Lux for NCA.
Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I missed that. Oh, exciting news. I'm so
Snapchat,
excited.
I think. Oh. Yeah.
But also, so Kennedy Thames or the Beatles, I guess, I didn't see a bow in their hair either. So I kind of feel like I'm not.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of cuffs this season too.
What's that?
Like, I think that's what Beatles is. It's like, so like you have like a normal ponytail. It's hard to explain, but
I think I know what you're saying. Like, it looks like a kind of like a bracelet, but it's a hair. Okay. Yeah, that's what she had on. I love them. I mean, I feel like I'm nouveau cheerleader, meaning like I'm just fresh off the boat in the fandom of cheerleading. So I don't want to like upset people who are so, you know, tribal about the bow. But I kind of love it.
I know, like, I personally, when like my teams switched from like the high ponytails and all that, I was like really upset because like that's like kind of like what I like doing most, like teasing my hair. But I really like it now.
Do you notice a difference in your like head mobility when you have a routine? Or that might, I might just be projection, but I feel like I saw Kunle like just whip her head like she was Jada Pinkett.
Well, it's kind of like both my teams, we have, one of my teams has like two French braids into pigtails, and then one of them's like just like a braid into a low ponytail. So like it's kind of like hard to like whip your hair like in certain things, you know what I mean?
But I mean more like your head, because I kind of just feel like the bow,
I mean, it did get in the way sometimes.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I definitely think I feel there's a shift in the look right now with the hair.
Yeah, for sure. And like the uniforms are shifting too.
Yeah, I didn't notice any new ones. Maybe Cheer Athletics had a new uniform for Cheer Sport. I'm not sure if, or I didn't recognize it. It did, or it didn't stand out to me before as much, but I feel like that was the only one I was like, is this new uniform? But everyone else, I think, was wearing what I've seen them wear. Did you see anything?
Yeah. I didn't see any new uniforms, no.
Oh, that kind of, as a parent, makes me feel good. That was stressing me out. All right, and so we have NCAA coming up. Are you excited for that?
Yes, I'm very excited.
So it's, again, not nouveau me, cheerlead mom, but it seems to me like Cheer Extreme is just kind of sweeping the year so far.
Yeah, they really are sweeping the year. I know that SSX was in first going into day two, I'm pretty sure, and then Brandon Senior Pink got ahead of them and took home a Cheer Sport win.
Wow.
So everyone was kind of upset about that.
And you said something about the, wasn't there another team that people
Stingray's Orange was in first after day one because Senior Lead had a stunt fall, and then Senior Lead hit day two, and I'm pretty sure Orange did too, and Senior Lead won, and everyone, some people are saying that SE had someone like touch down in a toe touch full, but like they didn't count it.
I didn't see.
So then, like, people are saying that Orange should have won. Personally, I've watched the video. I don't think her hand touched, but I could be wrong.
See, I did watch the video, but I didn't even notice. So, I would make a horrible judge. That's awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Let's try to chat again after NCAA and get your thoughts on that and any other, you know, keep your eyes open for us on any social media buzz out there. So thank you.
Thank you.
She's awesome.
Isn't she the sweetest though?
She really is. She was the one, I have to be honest, I was on a social media, not even social media. I didn't have my phone with me most of the weekend. I'm trying this new thing of trying to act like I'm not addicted.
I feel it.
It's, and I got to tell you, if you want, I wish I could sit here and say, oh, it was so easy. As soon as I stopped using my phone, I felt like I was connected to, you know, Earth and God. No, it's inconvenient. Oh my God, we are so addicted. But it was a good exercise in trying for me to like be like, wow, I'm really, because I started cramp, my thumb hurts from like swiping.
Oh yeah. And double tapping.
And it's just, you know, it's actually the conversation we've kind of been having a lot on the podcast about like social, you know, media and stuff. And I was like, if I'm just honest with myself, just myself, I am addicted. I know. I if I don't have my phone around me, I start to get panicked. I, you know, I make excuses for myself that I have to use it. It's my alarm. And I'm trying to auto-correct myself a little. But it was not, it, you know, it's just so inconvenient. Like, I would go to the store and I wanted to text, like, oh.
So, like, you just, like, didn't. You I put didn't. Your phone down.
I didn't. I mean, I checked it maybe every couple hours, but I did not have it with me. And drive with me, it, you know. I was, like, my youngest was with her father, so I knew she was safe. The oldest are 17. I'm like, because, you know, as parents, we'll be like, well, you have to have the phone in case something happens to the kids.
Just in case.
Just in case. Well, you know, my mom never had a phone.
You're right.
So I'm trying to, like, just, I'm not trying to, I was just trying to see. So I didn't have my phone. I didn't have my phone. And so I knew I was going to do, like, a watch all the, you know, videos from Cheer Sport, catch up on social media with Kennedy. Or before I talked to Kennedy, but she was the one who let us know about, you know, the young girl that passed away, and she posted, and Kennedy's just been an amazing asset to our team, so we're really, really grateful for her.
Absolutely.
Did we say we were thankful to Mr. Jimbo?
No.
Yeah, his podcast was fire.
Always.
Yes.
I love listening to that man talk, though.
Yeah,
he's just so smart.
Obviously.
And I could listen to him talk, and
yeah, you did not do a good job of not letting me be creepy though. I got two people texted me, were like, "Dude, awkward." No,
I don't think so. Maybe because I see you and I know.
Yeah, you
and
know maybe me. Like I was
the relationship. So and it's fun to me.
The backstory is I was not. You know, I joke. That have you ever watched Big Mouth on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay, the hormone monster.
Yeah,
is my spirit animal.
I love that show. That is.
So I am grateful to Jimbo. I was not trying to be creepy or awkward, but he's just so freaking brilliant, and there's just he's such a critical thinker that I'm just always fascinated by the conversation with him. And then when I remember that he's so much younger, I'm like, oh, yeah, stop being creepy.
So, not so much younger. I wouldn't
say. 15? He said he was going to be 30.
Nuh-uh.
I think so.
He's my age.
Yep. Regardless,
yes.
If I was being creepy or not, which my intention wasn't, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah,
I'm still going to see him this summer when I drop off my kids. So. Every great feedback from the podcast.
Yes,
and people love the. I heard this word a lot in reference to his podcast was authenticity. Like he's just such an authentic guy.
Very.
And that's such a huge compliment to me for
Absolutely.
Me to give to someone because you find that very rarely.
Absolutely. You're right.
So Cheer Sport.
Cheer Sport. Did you peep the new jackets?
I did. I peeped everything. I didn't do it real time. Like I told you, I was kind of going through sabbatical.
Yes.
I did. I went through the meet social media, looked at everything, watched the routines. Ironically, not on what I paid for, but we're not going to discuss that on this episode. So what do you think of the new jackets?
No, I love them. Mm-hmm. They're so different. I've had the honor of winning two of them, and they were just black. I think one of them had... a teal star on the front, like front left chest, and then one had a purple star on the front left chest. But most of it was just black, and then on the back it just said Cheer Sport National Champion.
These
purple sleeves though,
they looked good.
I've wanted to get more purple into my wardrobe.
Never seen a one of those jackets close up. My kid has one jackets. With the teams that she's been on, and I don't mean to but it was like that gold,
gold.
I never saw the jacket again. Like it's in the closet. I felt like really you're charging me to come in. My kid won, and this is this was like
I love those the Encore jacket.
I was being salty though, maybe. But no, you know what I mean. Like the big varsity, like the thick jackets, like that, you know, look, I don't know.
Yeah.
These look sturdy. These look like...
Yeah, I totally wore mine in the winter.
Yeah.
Many winters. Yeah. For many winters.
Yeah. The one I'm talking about.
I wasn't going to keep anyone warm. That's barely like a spring jacket.
But, so, Cheer Extreme.
My girls.
Mr. Darnell.
They did it
again. It's your year, man. What is going on?
No, they're doing so good. All teams... are looking phenomenal.
Amazing. They're looking amazing. All right. We're going to have to talk seniorly a little bit, even though we're trying not to act like we're their favorites, but, or they're our favorites. But, okay. So last year, regardless that they were guests on our show that you're related to Darnell, last year, talking about cheerleading with some cheerleaders that are fans, mm-hmm. they described to me, and I remember this very distinctly, they were like, oh, senior, you know, senior elite, they are iconic, like incredibly iconic, but they kind of said something like, but they don't, they're not world's winner. Like they're not, like they didn't say they weren't winners, but they were kind of implying they're more iconic and they're stylish and wonderful, mm-hmm. but they're not like Panthers or, you know, the equivalent of that from last year. This okay. was over the summer.
Yeah.
Before majors and certainly before cheer sport. And now I feel like, I feel like Senior Lee was like, oh, we're more than just iconic and pretty faces.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, those girls are bad. I can't stand it. I love it so much. The good, bad.
Yeah.
The very good, bad.
But they seem, I feel like they're having a year. Like, I don't know, between the explosion of Ryan and Kenley fan pages that have exploded on my personal mm-hmm. like feed. I feel like I see one picture, I see a thousand times. Yeah. It's kind of annoying, to be honest with you.
No cunt, yeah.
Is it? Like I love, thing. You know, Ryan, I love you. I love you, Kenley. It's not, but it's like, I don't want my feed to, you know.
And you know, I noticed that too this weekend.
Right? It's like, like I'm talking as a spectator. My feed has exploded with senior elite fan pages. And but they just seem to be having a moment, you know, a moment. And I just, all I want to say is I hope that they are enjoying the heck out of that moment.
Absolutely.
Just sit in it, sit in that vibe of like greatness mm-hmm. and just consume it and just be happy and let the haters hate.
Right.
Just let them hate.
They're phenomenal. They're doing so good. I was watching a video of them in the warm-up room, and it wasn't even like them like warming up their stuff. It was... one of the girls, I want to say her name is Gwen. They were listening. Have you heard Seven Rings by Ariana Grande?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds
like a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the favorite things from
Sound of Music.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And which when I'm at Plato's Closet during December, we play like all Christmas music. That song comes on, which I don't know why it's. Like,
it just sounds Christmas.
But it does sound Christmassy.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But anyway, a video of Gwen was posted. And I'm pretty sure either Darnell sent it to me on Snapchat or I saw it on his Snapchat. And then I saw it on like Twitter and then Instagram. And just like her like dancing, just like being silly. And it looks like they have so much fun just like,
and they were, like
with each other.
Those Segways.
Oh, yeah, the scooters.
That picture,
like, those scooters are, like, really popular. There are some in Raleigh. Yeah. I was hanging out. I think I went to a competition, and then friends were on scooters.
I just feel like senior, or not even just senior elite, Cheer Extreme is just having a moment. And, you know, keep it up. Congratulations. Enjoy it. I'm just...
new non-tumble division. Cheer Extreme took two cheer sport national championships.
All right. So as happy as I am for Cheer Extreme, I have to say what have made me the happiest this cheer sport.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Kennedy Thames.
Welcome back.
Welcome
girl.
Back. That's iconic.
That's beautiful.
If you haven't seen her video. Is it Infinity? I'm trying to think. She did why can't I think of the company?
And Legends?
Yeah, her
Infinity
video.
Legends?
Infinity Legends video. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
It's just amazing. her whole story is amazing. And to see, I was so happy for her to do what she wants to do. Like, let me rephrase. I'm so happy. I'm just happy for her.
Absolutely.
I would love to see people do what they want. She set a goal. She didn't know. She worked hard. She worked her ass off.
Mm-hmm. And I know.
And then they won. They won. Sophia Jade.
That's my girl. And she looked, did you see?
She looked.
She posted a picture, like, in her jacket. I want to say with a trophy. I could be wrong.
I want to say with the trophy, too.
But girl looks good.
There was
she was flawless.
It's just beautiful. Her, Kennedy, Angel Rice, we haven't had on the podcast, but she's on the team. I was just happy for them. Because you know what? I was pissed when they weren't invited to majors. I don't know why.
Crazy.
I don't know why I took it so personally, but I did, and now I feel like
offended.
I'm. So I think I might be like that might be my team.
Yeah,
I think so.
No, they're so good.
But anyway, Kennedy's coming on.
I know. As soon as the doctors cleared her, she went right to that rock star gym was like, "Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it."
I saw a video of her standing full. And she was so excited about it.
She's coming on. We're trying, I don't know if we're going to do it next week or, anyway, she's coming on. We're excited for her. People were messaging us, are you going to get Kennedy on?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
we're going to try. I'm sure Ricky was probably ecstatic for her.
I think, they try to keep it on like the hush hush though, because I saw a video like a couple weeks ago of Beatles jump sequence, and it was like a split screen. It had like the whole picture, the whole team, and then they like zoomed in to Kennedy in the back, and I was like,
is that Kennedy?
Hold on. Hold up. And then just like messages were coming in, just like, she's back. It was exciting. This
I don't
is
mean
so
to be
cool.
Like a name dropper, but I think I knew from her dad. Like, I think, didn't he text me? I felt like he texted me because it was a shush shush. Because he texted me like, shush, like, don't post. You know? So I think it was on the down low, and he was just so like ecstatic for her, you know. And
Ricky spilling the tea.
Ricky and I are friends, and this was the first year his baby like went to college, has been busy, and you know I coach. I'm kidding. He missed his baby, and I could understand that. I have two about to leave home. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what that's gonna be like. Mm-hmm. So he's her biggest fan, is, you know, or one of her biggest fans. So yeah. I was excited for Miss Kennedy themes.
They did so good.
And when else happened in cheer sport? I felt we already discussed the unfortunate another cheerleader death.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so heartbreaking.
I saw this thing. I posted on my personal Facebook about grief. You know, my mom passed away in June. I had a brother who passed away when I was 9, so I got to see my mom deal with the loss of a child. So grief is something that's been in my life. I have a huge family. My mother was one of 12. So I've been to quite a few funerals in my life. But I've never seen it explained as beautifully. And I'll put this in the show notes if I don't do it justice. But it was this piece about grief, which I think is something that we all have in common. We're all going to grieve someone we love, someone we're going to lose. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the human condition. But it's not something we talk about. We always focus so much on what makes us different. Mm-hmm. If we just focused on the that made us, we have in common. But I think it was on Twitter. But it was someone whose doctor explained it to her this way, that imagine a box, and there's a big circle in that box that fits the box completely. And if the circle, or the ball, it's a ball. If the ball is touching the box, you feel pain. That's grief. And that pain is just so painful. And as time goes on, that ball will get smaller, but it will still occasionally touch up to the box. Mm-hmm. And that pain still feels the same. It will happen less. It will touch the wall less, but the pain still feels the same. And the ball will get smaller and smaller and smaller with time, but the same holds true when you, you know. So I'm sorry for everyone who has lost someone. We all have. We all have. And I think that's part of the wonderful things about being human is we get to share these experiences with each other. So all I can say is to anyone, that family, you know, I get this question a lot when I talk about in my other line of work about gratitude. Someone will be like, how can you find gratitude about a child dying? That's a setup for an impossible question. I can't explain to you why children die, you know, before a parent. It happens. And all I can do is pray for that family and ask everyone to include them in their prayers, because that's something that's going to be forever.
I think that's really important, actually. That's not part of the reason, but part of the reason why I did become a coach was because when my grandmother passed away, when I was a sophomore in high school, so I was like 14, 15, and I remember my aunt left, so like a cousin came and picked us up, and me and Darnell, and I like snuck around and like trying to like use their phone, and I called my mom and I asked her like what was going on, and she said we lost her. And so the first call we made, like, I didn't know what to do. I never really lost anyone. My grandmother was like our best friend. We called our coaches. We called Billy and Shane. Billy, owner of Cheer Infinity, and then Shane Robbins, who's a coach at Cheer Extreme Raleigh now. And I'm not sure what they were doing, but whatever it was, they like dropped it, and Shane was there within like 5-10 minutes. So, and that's the kind of relationship that like I've always wanted, like with my kids, with my athletes. So I tell them all the time, if you need talk to anyone, if you need anything, holler at me, because like I'm here for you. Like, I never want anyone to like feel alone, especially in a moment like that.
Yeah, that is rough. It's rough. It's it's not something we talk about a lot. We don't really talk about grief a lot, but it's something we all universally will experience. And, you know, I will say how I can bring this back to, like, not flirting with Jimbo is amazing to me, but I will. But, you know, when my mother passed away, she passed in June. I broke up with Kevin, and I broke up in August, and I kind of knew, you know, that I was like, all right, this is like a major shift in your life. This is, you know, I was going to feel my feelings. Like, I wasn't going to medicate my way through it. I wasn't going to start. I was not going to start dating or going out with people. We were going into the holiday season at this point. I was like, I knew I was going to be off the market for a while, like purposely, like I was going to go through this grieving process. But now I look back and I'm like, oh, it's been, you know, 9 months, since Kevin and I broke. I was like, so when my friends texted me like, oh, you're being awkward, I was like counting down the months. I was like, yeah, I haven't been out in like 9 months. So not that I'm saying I don't, you know, I'm not still grieving, but I was like, you know, I think I'm ready to start going out. So I stopped being creepy with people on my podcast. So we all suffer through, you know, loved ones dying. And I'm glad you shared that story, because no one's alone, you know. Absolutely. We're all here for each other. And so just wishes to all the families. There's still the family that's grieving from, was it like 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
And then
2-3 weeks.
Her family. Just best wishes for everyone, and take care of each other. So.
All right. And this is really exciting for me, because I've been listening to his music for forever, and I'm pretty sure I've even like competed to some of his tracks. But we're really excited. We have a JR, DJ Riz from We Are Cheer Music. How is it, JR?
It's going good, man. How you doing, Marcus?
So good, so good. Thanks for coming.
Welcome to
No worries. Thanks for having me on. Hello, Marisol. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You, Marcus, you get so adorable when you're nervous. Because now I've done enough podcasts with you that I, like, since I'm so, like, don't know people in the industry, it's so I can tell the value of this interview by how nervous you are.
You know, Marisol, one thing I've come to realize is that it's better to not know, so you can go into a situation very relaxed. Like, that's when whenever a team inquires me, I'm like, don't tell me what you've achieved, just tell me what you're going for so I can do the mix. The next thing done. I know, I get done, and then, you know, everybody's like, oh yeah, you know, they won the international thing for the blah 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 Sweden. I'm like, oh man.
I could not agree with you more. It was like our very first podcast with Kennedy Thames. You were sweating bullets, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what? She's 16 year old girl. What?
I'm freaking out over a 16 and 14 year old girl.
Oh, but it's adorable. No idea. It's adorable. So that makes me excited for this interview because I want to know why you are so nervous about JR. So tell me, JR, tell me. Tell us and our audience about your career in cheerleading, how it started. Go as far back as you want.
My career in cheerleading. So do you want me to go back to like when I first started cheerleading?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Drop names.
Okay. Well, all right. So interesting enough, right? So I didn't start off in All-Stars. I actually started off in high school. And I never cheered high school age All-Stars before. I never have. I actually started off in high school. There was a choreographer who's also now my godfather and my son's godfather, who is also the co-owner of Fame All-Stars out of Virginia Beach.
What?
His name is Melvin Farland.
Oh, wow.
And, what?
Yeah, he's actually my godfather, believe it or not. And so I first met him when I was in high school. And that's when I first went out for the cheerleading team. Now, let me rewind even further. I was in the backyard in, you know, the start of my senior year in high school, and I was just playing with dudes and girls, and we're just all hanging out in the back. And I'm sitting here just doing a bunch of cartwheels and back handsprings, back tucks, janky as ever. that's where I learned to tumble, backyard university, right? And so I'm back there doing my thing, and then, you know, I wasn't the most popular guy in high school, but then here comes the captain of the cheerleading team coming over to me. And, you know, she's the captain. So, like, you know, I'm like, oh, snap. Here we go. And so she's like, you know, I'd like you to come out and try out for the cheer team or whatever. And I'm like, cheerleading? Oh, that's lame. You know, whatever it is. She was like, I tell you what, you come out and try out and, you know, maybe you, me, and my friends can go hang out one night and we can go get some ice cream or something. I was like,
okay, can we just pause for a second just to honor that moment? Because that's like a dream for like, so many.
Come on now.
All right, I don't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No worries. No worries. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know, little date, whatever. That's fine. You know, if I come out and try for the cheerleading team. So I come out. You know, I get out there, and then a bunch of my friends actually come out there and try out as well. And, you know, I ended up making the team. You know, I was a scrawny little kid back then. I was like 115, 110 pounds, 5'5", but I could flip. And so I made the team, whatever, but I didn't get the date. It is what it is, right?
What?
You know, it is what it is. I didn't get the date. It is what it is.
We need to find her. We need to Facebook find her.
Mission.
Oh, no. I got her name. Her name's Cindy Mayhew. I remember that. It is what it is. I'll always remember that name. So anyway, I made the team, and then, you know, they got the cheer camp for high school. And my cheer camp, you know, Marcus, you probably heard this name before, was in North Carolina at a camp organization led by Kathy Bucky.
Love her.
And the organization was Champion Cheer Camps.
Mm-hmm.
And so they also owned Champion All-Stars back out there. And so I went out there, and that's where I met Melvin Farland. He was one of the directors there. He saw me come in doing all these flips and stuff, and he was also the choreographer from the past who used to choreograph for the same high school team I was on. It's Bethel High School. Allen Iverson went there, you know, the basketball player.
He
graduated from there and everything. Yeah, get out, right? Bethel High School. And it's in Hampton, Virginia. And so, you know, So fast forward a little bit, we ended up connecting. I ended up going to the Pro Bowl in Hawaii with the captain, mind you. and ended up performing. I got top six in individuals there.
Hey.
And then from there,
This is still high school, right?
And so from there, that's when, you know, he brought me out to North Carolina to meet the all-star kids and the all-star team, what all-star cheerleading was all about. And that's when I was really introduced to this level of cheerleading that is all-stars.
Do you mean, if I ask you your, like, what year or, you know, decade this is?
Oh, man.
I don't mean to put you in the spot.
No, that's all good. So this was my senior year in high school between 99 and 2000.
Okay.
1999 and 2000.
He's still a young buck.
I graduated from fifth grade in 2000.
Shut up. I graduated from high school in 1992. Please. Okay. I'm sorry, JR. Take us to after high school.
No, it's all good. So I went out there and checked out the program, and, you know, it was really nice.
Where was this? I'm sorry. I lost that spot.
This was in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay. Man, North Carolina has some serious cheerleading.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
It's got roots, man. It's got roots. It really has roots. And so even before, you know, Marcus, I mean, we'll get into that. But anyway, so I could take you back. So anyway, I ended up so I never did All-Stars there. But that coach, Melvin Farland, ended up moving to Virginia Beach. And he asked me to be part of a program called Ace All-Stars out of Virginia Beach. And this was owned by the same owners that now own Fame All-Stars.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, and they were Ace before, because the main owner of Ace, you know, God rest her soul, her name was Minnie Ashworth. She actually died of cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's a sad thing. She was a great woman, though. But she ended up passing, and then the program basically kind of kids slow, you know, kind of how it happens. You know, the owner passes and things happen. So from there, Fame All-Stars was given birth to, and I ended up cheering on the open team that was Ace All-Stars in its final year, that the next year became Fame All-Stars. We ended up going to Myrtle Beach, winning a championship. At that point, I got the bug, right? You know, I was like, wow, this is cool. This is cool. I like this. And so that first season after college,
can I ask a question about when you went to college there? Was this back when, was this club cheer, all-star cheer, or line, which I just learned these terminologies?
No worries. So open cheer, like that year, it was open. Like there was only three division. It was like, you know, beginner, advanced, and elite, you know, so that's all that was.
And that changed. That's changed.
Yeah, that eventually changed a few years later. So
I tell my kids that all the time. And I was like, when I first started cheering, we had novice, intermediate, and advanced. And like, that was
Can I stop you right there just to ask, do you think that it's better or worse now with more?
No. Oh, are you talking to me or are you talking to
both
Monica?
Of you? Both of you.
Okay, so me being kind of older, I think it is better, but, you know, my thing is that, you know, how you govern a sport or how you govern something, it isn't just about separating divisions. It's all about how you maintain them as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily, in my opinion, it's not just about the subdivision of the groups. I think levels 1 through 6 are fantastic. I think that's a great idea, mm-hmm. but it's also... You know, cheerleading, you know, in my opinion, we're still a very young industry.
Yeah.
And I mean, it still has a lot of growing to do.
We talk about this all the time on the podcast. Like the what attracts me to the industry is the evolution of it. Just in the 4 or 5 years I've just been a parent spectator, mm-hmm. how much it's changed and evolved. And
Marisol, it's still so far, think about it, so far behind. We have to come up with our own world championships. We're not governed by the federation that or whatever's that, you know, bring in Olympic sports or anything like that. Is it? It's not the NCAA, but there's another sports organization that oversees all of them. You know what I mean?
No, we talk about this all the time. Like, as we evolve towards maybe possibly an Olympic sport, what does that mean for the industry of cheerleading? Because as a parent, it feels like, you know, we're about to implode. it feels like every competition is just, you know, more and more cheerleaders, more and more, you know, crossing over, more and more people.
I mean, we can certainly get into that, but it'll definitely deter from my original conversation of what I'm having about my.
I'll bring you back.
We'll come back. Don't worry about that.
I'm an expert podcaster. I'll bring you back.
Yeah, make a note of that.
Let me just. I'll just ask really, if you, and then we'll go back to. I remember where you're. You could, if you were the architect of the dream cheer, sport, like the creation of it. What would it look like to you? Because that's what we've kind of asked guests here and there over the two seasons.
Sure.
And everyone has a little different spin on it, like as we maybe potentially move to an Olympic sport. So what would you, cause I keep saying, like, we have the lessons of college basketball, college football, you know, so I think we should learn from those lessons and build like an amazing industry. But you know, what do I know? I just have a podcast. So what would, if you were the architect, what would the cheer sport look like? The world championship? How would this sport be broken? Like, would it be division by geography? Would it be by gym? Like, you know?
Sure. So in my opinion, you know, from my experience, it would look a lot. It would be a prestigious sport, but it would be more recluse. Just because in general, you know, let's just compare it to gymnastics, for instance. You'll see, you know, big national championships, you'll see world championships, and you'll see the Olympics advertised on TV. But you won't see, like, local competitions and stuff like that that are of lower caliber. To me, it would more resemble, like, gymnastics and how it's advertised versus basketball and football, because those sports are more engaging physical one-on-one sports, like as in like your competitors right there in front of you and you're going back and forth over and over and over again, you
versus
know what I mean?
The 2 minutes and 30.
Yeah, whereas this, you know, one team at a time, this is that that to me, I see, I mean, if it were to be the most elite of elite, which I would envision it, I mean, there was the advertising and the marketing is just, a lot of things may have to take a step back in order for this sport to take a step forward.
Yeah, we've talked about like the glam. I mean, that's been our constant question this season. Yeah. Is the glam helping or hurting it?
So I think, you know, I don't think the glam is hurting it really. You know, you see the Allie Raisman's and, you know, and gymnastics and all that stuff. They, you know, glam galore. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think ultimately it's within the development of how we, you know, how we score the sport itself.
Yeah, the scoring always, I don't understand it. I mean, I joke about it, but I don't understand it. I don't understand why it's not electric yet.
You know,
why we're still on paper.
Oh, man.
And I don't.
It's my ultimate complaint about everything. It's something that could be fixed so simply, but it would hurt the economics of the sport vastly, because
it would hurt certain companies, not everyone. Like when we were trying to build an app, we were thinking of like a fantasy cheerleading app where people could pick, you know, their ideal teams and compete against each other. But we would need scores to make that work.
Yeah.
scores. Plus, I think like you were saying for marketing, I just get excited about the way I see girls support, and I know there's men in the sport too, but girls support this like a team. You know, they support, these girls are crazy over like Senior Elite or Beatles you know, F5. And I love that. And I just wish that we could create something for the fans, you know, not necessarily, because not everyone's going to be an elite athlete. Where we could see it and not have to pay, you know. Well, you don't want to get me on a rant, but anyway.
So
Let's go back to college.
Sure.
So your second year college?
Okay, yeah. So my first year in college, I actually stayed local. I went to a school called Old Dominion University. It's based out of Norfolk, Virginia. And then that's, you know, that first year when I stayed local is when I competed for ACE there in Virginia. Well, then I was recruited, I was recruited by a former captain of the NC State cheerleading squad, or, you know, one of the former co-captains. His name was Ashley Edwards. And he recruited me to go to Hawaii Pacific University in Honolulu, Hawaii. Yeah.
That's nice.
It was beautiful there, man. And so, you know, I went there and I ended up going to school there for 3 years and cheering as well on scholarship. And my last two of the 3 years I was there, we ended up winning nationals in Daytona Beach, Florida.
What a coinkydink.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And so from there, I ended up, I mean, I could talk about my personal hardships. It is, you know, it's college, right? Who doesn't have hardships in college? And so from there, that's when I had a friend who also cheered at ACE go to the University of Louisville. And they found out that I had gotten in, out, you know, I was into producing music and I did our music there in Hawaii. And he asked me if I was interested in doing Louisville's music for the same year that I was cheering on HPU my final year. So basically I was doing HPU large all of HPU's co-ed music, and then I was also doing Louisville large co-ed's music for their nationals in the same year. So I ended up going to Daytona my last season there at HPU. I met James Speed, who is the head coach of the co-ed cheerleading squad there, and he came up and thanked me for everything and yada yada yada, and said, you know, we really appreciate it, which they won. And so then he later asked me what my plans were for after HPU. And I was like, well, I plan to transfer back home this final year because I found out all my credits would go with me. And then he saw, I was a talented cheerleader. I had, you know, at the time, this was talent. Now, not so much. But, you know, I had doubles. I had TOEFLs. I had two doubles, you know, two punch doubles. You know, it was what it was. So he recruited me to come to Louisville. And when I went to Louisville, that's when my music career in the cheerleading industry really jumped off.
Wow. So I have to interrupt and ask, because I'm always fascinated by people who follow their passion. So,
sure.
Because I feel like that's sort of like opportunities open to you as mm-hmm. you follow your passion. And I feel mm-hmm. like a lot of our listeners get that from our guest, you know?
Sure, sure.
What was that decision like to like... start on your own, do your own business, follow this music, cheer, you know, like.
Well, Marisol, it's really.
I love how he says my name a lot because no one ever says my name.
Oh, man, well, there's two of you, so I want to make sure I'm addressing the right person. I've got to say, you know, being in college and I was studying to be in computer programming and marketing, right? It was really a no-brainer for me, only because I was still in college while running, like, kind of, it was basically just a hobby. Mm-hmm. And it really just fell into my lap. It's just something I love to do, happened to take off while I was in college. Because I'll be perfectly honest with you, if it hadn't taken off to the extent it did my last year in college, I would have gone into advertising and marketing and computer programming. I wouldn't have stayed in cheer music.
Okay, but let's go with that. Let's say there's an alternate reality where there's a JR out there in advertising. I just don't think you'd be as happy as you are now.
You know, definitely not. I mean, there's millions and millions and millions of computer programmers and advertisers out there. I doubt there would be. But who knows? You know, I've got a passion for designing the arts and stuff like that and being creative. So that's really what I followed. It happened. And, you know, I was truly blessed with that because from Louisville, I mean, Louisville is one of very many barks of a tree. You know, it branches off into, you know, all the all-star industries, and anybody who's anybody has some connection with Louisville or University of Kentucky, who is the other branch of the tree in this cheer industry when it comes to college. It's just anyone who cheers at these prestige programs, you know, they end up getting a plethora of connections that they can build off of. I did not know what I was getting into going into Louisville and doing the music, and it taking off. I mean, literally, Marisol, I was able to pay off my student loans in less than a year because of it, and I'm very thankful for it.
I love that. That's such an inspiring story. Because I just, you know, we have these. To me, everyone's a kid, apparently. Mm-hmm. But we have these kids who are conditioned and told every, you know, at least here in the States, we have a kind of an international audience, and I think it's different in other places, but we're conditioning them to, like, there's only one way for happiness, and it's this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I feel like cheerleading, to me, is, it has opened my eyes to, like, no, there's infinite ways to find your path. You know, this... some of the smartest people, most successful people I've met have been in this industry, and they were just following their passion.
Sure. So, but this is the advice. This is the advice I give to any kid who wants to continue to cheer all the way until they're 30 or 40. I tell them, I'm like, look, listen, follow your passion, follow what you love to do. There will be ultimate success one way or the other. You know, it's not all about making money. It's just not. Success means a plethora of things.
Oh gosh.
But the one thing I do caution kids about is that, okay, do what you love to do, test the waters, get your feet wet, whatever. But just one thing you can't get, you can get passionate about something that's unlimited. You know, you have talent. There's no measure of talent. But the one thing that is limited is time. So if you want to follow a passion,
that again for the people in the back?
The one thing that you have limited is time. So absolutely. If you have a passion for something, don't wait. Just pursue it. Soon as it hits you.
And it's not just for kids who are going into college or in high school. I work with people every single day. I'm working with, you know, people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s who I'm like, pivot. Pivot. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you are not happy now, let's figure out a way to get you happy.
Yes. If you hesitate, then you just keep on letting the opportunity dance around you, and soon it's going to be dancing in another direction. If you want something like that and you are truly passionate about it, yeah, follow it, but don't hesitate. You can't be indecisive. You have to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Okay, so back to you, JR.
Yes.
I'm loving interviewing you. Great job, Marcus. music-wise, maybe this question is more for Marcus. Marcus, what are, like, JR, like, what are songs that everyone's like, oh, yeah, I know. I know this song. Like, what are his?
Like, some of his?
Like, hits, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Don't do this to me.
Oh, that's too much on the spot.
Don't do this to me.
Okay, too much on the spot. Find me a video to promote.
Absolutely.
His music. But so what, because when he mentioned that you were coming on, I was told how much music you may have created over your career.
Sure,
What are some of the highlights? Can you give us like a reel?
Sure. I can definitely start you off. So I'm trying to think. So, I mean, we can go all the way from when I first started, which these are prevalent teams. People will know these teams. I can go over a few. Kentucky Elite back in the day when they were world's contenders. Coming up, you got Gymtime Platinum, who was at one time large co-ed and then medium co-ed and small co-ed. Mm-hmm. So the Gymtimes and the Kentucky Elites is what really I started at. Then I started working with the University of Kentucky, you know, and then from there I branched off into some really hardcore all-stars that were outside of Kentucky, which was like the California All-Stars. Then after that, you know, I started working with other gyms like the Spirit of Texas's, then I tapped into Cheer Athletics for a brief amount of time. And then again, then getting into World Cup and working with their gym and just,
I feel like he's just mentioned every gym.
Basically.
Yeah, well, honestly, the only big gym with the most prominent teams as far as Premier goes I haven't worked with is probably Top Gun Large Co. That's the only one I haven't really worked with. So otherwise, you mentioned the more prominent ones, chances are I have worked with them.
That's amazing. Wow.
Oh, thank you very much. It's not so much now because I've taken a step back because now I'm married. I have three kids. And there's other aspects of my business that I'm growing that, you know, believe it or not, Marisol, it's, you know, working with just focusing all my attention on the top teams was really taking away attention from my other clientele in a very negative way. Yeah. So, Yeah.
You had to pivot.
Yeah. There you go. I had to pivot. Yeah.
Well, I feel like we could go on and on and on forever with you. So we're definitely going to beg to have you back on. And if we ever do that documentary, that dream documentary, mm-hmm. he would be like a great, you know, we keep talking about, do you remember the show Behind the Music? It was like a document. It was on VH1, and it would be like a docu-series on like bands.
Sure. Like, okay.
I was saying cheerleading needs one of that, like a historical one. Like I would sit there to.
No, he would totally be a part of
like
it.
Like in the, you know, just watching and having the people be interviewed and talk about how it's evolved. And I'm not doing it, but sure. I'm just saying. JR would be a guest on that show.
I'd love that.
We'll have you back on again, and we will have more questions for you. We do this little thing called rapid fire for our new guests, so that our audience can, you know, learn a little bit about you.
Okay.
And Marcus will ask these questions, and you just give us your first answer. They're just like, you know, what's your favorite? XYZ.
Yeah, Marcus's rapid fire is not very rapid fire because I get.
Let's go, Marcus. Marcus, I feel like I've barely heard out of you this whole podcast.
I'm sorry. It was the Marisol JR episode.
And you know, that's fine because I just, like, I know about you, but I don't know really.
What's your connection? Have you ever met him?
I think we've met like once or twice at Cheer Extreme Raleigh, but. It wasn't
Marisol,
like a long
Marisol,
time ago.
I'm very recluse with who I am as far as making appearances. I'm more the sound and the speakers. I don't show up a lot.
Well, you showed up for us, so thank
and,
you
we so,
so much.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Wait. No problem at all.
Okay.
I had to whisper a question I didn't want to put out.
No worries.
Okay. You timing?
Ready, set, go.
We'll start with something easy. What's your favorite color?
Red.
Favorite movie?
Well, I like horror movies. So let's go. First one off the top of my mind would have to be The Lost Boys. It's an older movie.
I remember that.
Oh yeah.
It's a vampire movie.
Into cheerleading. Your favorite tumbling pass.
That I did myself.
Yes.
Round off, handspring, whip, punch 1.5, step out, round off, handspring, double.
Oh well, okay.
Excuse me.
hey, that's an easy pass for kids now.
Oh, I know, right? That's like a round off handspring full now.
Basically.
Like back in the day. Favorite routine that you have been a part of that you actually competed with? Or favorite team?
Sure. Honestly, it's two of them. My last year at Hawaii Pacific University, large co-ed, and on my very last year at University of Louisville, for them, large co-ed.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite mix that you've put out?
You know, we're talking about 20 years of cheer music.
Let's get it.
So I'll pop out. Let's just say, okay, so one of my favorite styles to produce is kind of the California All-Stars, because mm-hmm. I really like that hard, rough kind of gangster style of music. I'll pop out two of them here. There was a mix I did a few years ago that had Fetty Wap in it.
Oh, like actually Fetty Wap?
Yeah, actually Fetty Wap. It was for California Smoed, Small Coed.
Yeah.
That was one of them. And just recently, actually, when I released last night, it's for California Large Coed, and it has Snoop Dogg in there.
Okay, hold on. I only have one more question after this. But
sure.
So you actually work with like these like big names.
Yes. So I actually have a manager, and he's very well connected in that industry, and I'm actually going to be releasing my own songs myself, just me as an artist, a rap artist.
What?
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Actually, yeah, this is the first time I've actually put it out there, so y'all get the, if I take off being famous, y'all are the first ones.
Hey.
6 degrees of separation, baby.
Yeah, so anyway, he connects me with all these features, and so the feature on one of my songs with Snoop Dogg, he's a feature on one of my songs, I had him do two bars on it that mention Cali Coed, and then I put that verse in Cali Coed's music. So when y'all get a chance, go to YouTube, type in my channel, We Are Cheer Music, and listen to it. I just released it last night, California Large Coed.
We will. Absolutely. We'll share it on our social media. Thank you so much.
Hold on. One more question. I always end with this one. What are you grateful for?
To wake up every morning.
Amen.
Because then on top of that, I wouldn't be able to spend every day with my wife and three kids.
Aww.
Amen.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. That is so awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Marisol and Marcus.
This is going to be so great.
It's technically Marcus and Marisol because he named it that way.
I mean, it doesn't it roll off the tongue?
It's the Eminem show. That's what I'm talking about.
Eminem, I dig it. Well, thank you so much. This is so great.
Marcus, thank you for having me, man. Thank you. Thank you so much.
NCA is coming up.
Yes.
Have they always been back-to-back, cheer sport and NCA?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot for these cheerleaders.
Yeah.
I wonder what that, like all the elite teams that go between both, you know.
I wish I had like the opportunity to cheer or to compete at NCA. I never had that opportunity. My teams always just went to,
well, that's in depth.
I guess like cheer sport was the furthest, but like parts of like some teams from my gym would go. And there was one weekend when it was the same weekend. That was wild.
Really?
Yeah. You
know? So they had to choose between Atlanta and Dallas?
Well, I'm sure like the coaches, if there was like a double competitor where like one team was here, one team was there.
Okay, I see what
they would like.
Figure it out.
Fill in. But there's a team I was on international. I think I was on international at the Raleigh gym and then Kernersville was in Dallas.
Wow.
And so we were all just like texting back and forth, making sure
that must have been crazy.
Seeing how everyone was going.
There's no curse anymore, is there? I mean,
no, they broke it.
They broke it, right? Panthers broke it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say the word, you know, streak. Did I spell that right? Streak. I don't want to like throw out any bad juju, but obviously I want to see if, you know, it would be.
If it still upholds.
If it's, yeah. So I'm excited for that. What do you think a world gym is going through right now? Excuse me. When I say world gym, am I using that correctly? Elite. Like a gym that, you know, is going to both cheer sport and NCA. Like a team that's going to Worlds, but can I define them as a world team?
Like Worlds, like a...
Elite.
Okay. Is that... I like elite.
Elite, okay.
Yeah.
So what is an elite team, like coming off of a cheer sport win, let's say, going into an NCAA, what is this week like? Like, are they like trying to change up the routine? Are they trying to perfect the routine? Are they changing music? No one changed... I didn't see any costume. Anyway. Oh, not costume. Ooh, I'm going to get slapped. Unis. I didn't see any new unis.
No.
For cheer sport.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like, how does a team make itself, or is it just?
Practice. Even though, like, you did phenomenal this past weekend, anything can happen in that 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So, I guess like staying on your feet. Staying on your feet and just being prepared for anything that could happen. Just practice.
Well, it'd be interesting. I can't wait to see what happens. I'm all confused about YouTube and watching these videos because you're not supposed to have them on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because that's why I pay, and I'm not trying to like enforce it, but I'm just saying it's like, how are they going to control that? Because I have to log in to watch on my account.
Yeah.
And it's set up on my home TV and I wasn't at home. So when I looked up, I just went to YouTube and I saw.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's my go-to.
Is it like a worst case secret?
I know depending on like the competition and like music licenses, some routines don't have like their like actual competition music. I know some teams have their own some gyms have their own like professional videographer. And I don't know if that changes anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. Because I know that there is a fan. She was on our podcast in the first season. She wrote, she's a fan. She's a huge fan of cheerleading. She, Dana, the author.
Yeah, yeah.
And she
Berkey.
Had a, yeah,
Berkey?
Yeah. She had a YouTube channel, had following. Yeah. And then she got dinged for some video that, you know, was, and she was just doing like, what are they called? They're called when people talk about videos that they're watching. I know it's a YouTube thing. I'm so showing my age. Not
because they do it in movies.
Yeah, they do it in for Minecraft and stuff. Like, I don't know, but where they talk about the video, they'll stop. Anyway, it's a YouTube thing. Parents, you don't know what I'm talking about. Kids do, and they're rolling their eyes. Okay, she was doing it, and she got flagged, and she got her account like lost.
Yeah.
She was suspended, done. She had to start all over. So I just kind of always had that in the back of my head, like.
How
that's
like,
not
what is the like what do you have to do to get dinged?
Yeah, like
to get dung.
Yeah,
dinged.
Anyway, food for thought for later. Yeah. For another day. Anyway, I have a piece I'm working on for the blog. It's on crazy cheer moms.
Yeah.
Well,
our favorite subject.
One that I feel that I can write about. So I'm working on that. I have some edits to go through, and it's I don't think it's the way people see. People are gonna assume that I'm gonna go like negative or ugly. You don't know me by now if you think I am. So just, I'm not, but yeah, there I've had a lot of people communicate with me about crazy cheer moms. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I see, I don't know if it ramps up at this time of the year. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know where
it's national season, baby.
But it's ramping up, and so people are sharing their stories, and I've just been thinking about it, and I've been sitting on it, and that is an area where I feel I can comfortably talk, because unlike cheerleading and scoring and things that I don't and don't feel I have a lot of experience with,
mm-hmm.
I have experience with crazy mom, like straight up, and enough time has passed that I feel that I can talk about it.
Yeah.
Do
I know this crazy mom?
Yes, I won't okay. name names.
No, no, no. We don't have to, but I know.
You know.
I know.
You know. So I'll tell that story.
She's at another different gym.
She's probably has been at four since we've. No. I'm just exaggerating.
No,
care.
You're right. No, four. You're right.
But anyway, I will tell that story on our next podcast, and hopefully the blog will be up for that. We'll be done. The piece will be done for it. So my thoughts on crazy moms coming up. Thank you, Mr. Marcus. Thank you,
Thank
JR.
You,
Thank you, Jimbo. Thank you.
Sean, the producer guy.
Sean, the producer guy, who we're giving this to late. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Cheer Music Central. For beautiful opening again
and everyone drive safely, be careful. I can't wait to see what you all do this weekend. bye.
Hey there, this is Sean the producer guy. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and while Marcus and Marisol cheer you on, please cheer them on by checking out the Cheer Bomb podcast on Facebook and Instagram, or better yet, share this podcast. Have a great week.
Cheer Bomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders.